big question is, and I think most Eagles fans would agree, did the Eagles do enough to improve the defense, Jamie, I'll start with you on this one, to make it a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah, and I think you look at the pass rush there. I mean, you look at, first of all, the pass defense in general last year, and, you know, they gave up the most passing yards in the NFL, but, of course, a lot of that is due in part to them facing the most number of snaps and the highest number of pass attempts against them. You know, the Eagles offense, when they score extremely quickly. Their average TD drive was just over 2 minutes. It was like 2:10 or something like that. And then when they go three and out, they go three and out quickly too. So their defense is on the field a lot. Now, they gave up a lot of passing yards as a result because they were on the field so much. But the flip side of that, so you kind of forgive that to some degree. But the flip side of that is, despite being on the field so much and facing the highest number of pass attempts in the league, is they didn't get to the quarterback all that much. They had 37 sacks. And I know Billy Davis talks about, you know, they want to move guys from the spot, get quarterbacks on the run, and then good things happen. You get a quarterback on the run, he makes a bad throw, you get an interception or something like that. But still, it's a low number of sacks that they had. It was actually the second lowest total in the league in terms of sacks per pass attempt. So the pass rush really is, that's for me, that's the biggest area of improvement that they have to show. I'd like to see Fletcher Cox produce a little bit more in the pass rush department, and hopefully they can get Vinnie Curry a little bit on the field a little bit more. Obviously, he's got to be in there in obvious passing situations, third and long, second and long. And if they get him in there, I think they can be a little bit more productive, have a guy that can make those big splash plays.
They can be, but what Jimmy just said illustrates the biggest problem with the Eagles. It's that their two best pass rushers, Vinnie Curry and Brandon Graham, are bench players.
Right.
And they come off the bench. They are pine barons, B-A-R-O-N-S, as I like to say. They come off the bench, you know, and they are not specifically scheme fits for what this team does in its 3-4-2 gap system. And so you've got to figure out, you have to be able to not only just stop the run first to get them on the field, but teams are going to come out passing just to keep them off the field, which is what I think the Saints did in the playoffs last year. To me, there were two big issues facing the Eagles' defense, the pass rush and the coverage across the middle. People think that they have an awful secondary. They didn't get beat deep a lot last year. They got beat over the middle by tight ends, by running backs, slot receivers. That's the area I think they improved by bringing in A, Nolan Carroll to play dime. He can play nickel. He can just add more depth. And B, by signing Malcolm Jenkins, who can come down from the safety position to cover a tight end in the slot without him having to make mass substitutions. So if an offense is going hurry up, no huddle, a guy like Malcolm Jenkins enables them to counteract better than when they had Patrick Chung or even trying to get Earl Wolf in there. So they're better from that regard. But as Jimmy said, it all comes down to the pass rush. And if they're not able to get their pass rushers on the field or generate pass rush out of their base, then it's not going to be an effective defense.